Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Currently, Pope Francis still battling pneumonia and has been for the last couple of weeks. But I said to myself, you know, we hear about pneumonia. We hear about a lot of different things health-wise in the world. But we don't know everything because I'm not a doctor. Christopher Tubbs, who's producing, is not a doctor. So I said, let's get a doctor on. And Dr. Andrew Steam, pulmonologist with Allina Health, is joining us now, courtesy of the John Shustercola Baker Hotline, to kind of give us some background and basics and specifics about this situation. First off, doctor, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
All right. Just a basic, question to open it up. What exactly is pneumonia?
Pneumonia is an infection of the air sacs of the lung.
Air sacs of the lungs, infection. And typically, about how long does it take for that type of infection of the lungs to take place?
Oh, it can happen almost immediately for some people. It's interesting. Depending on your situation, you can go from being normal to a pneumonia within just a couple of hours.
Really? Wow. Okay. All right. So now, is there any specific group of individuals, like age group or demographic, whatever, that's more susceptible than other groups?
We're all susceptible. I mean, babies to the elderly can get it. The uniquely susceptible are persons with a immune suppression.
Okay.
So people maybe that have had an organ transplant, or people that are on medicines, they may weaken their immune system. And also, people with an abnormal swallow are actually very prone to pneumonia, because a little bit of the mouth saliva and juices go down the wrong way. And so people with muscle weakness or swallow difficulties are much more prone to pneumonia as well.
What are some of the common symptoms of pneumonia for the people out there that are listening?
So the most common symptoms are shortness of breath and cough. So when the lung is expressing distress, those are the most common things it does. I'm short of breath, and I make a phlegmy cough in particular. Fevers, chills, night sweats, and chest pain are also very common symptoms of pneumonia.
Yeah, this is all rather interesting to me. Now, Pope Francis currently is in stable condition. That's the reason why I wanted to talk to you and have you on. They say after his episodes of acute respiratory failure happened on Monday, maybe give me a little bit of perspective. I know clearly you're not around him and don't know the specifics of his situation. But what you've seen through, I guess, maybe media reports that he's remained alert and cooperative. He's receiving high flow oxygen. What does it seem like to you from what you're hearing from these reports from afar?
Well, I'm worried about his overall health. I think we all are. And he's had it's kind of those two steps forward, one step back kind of situation. Earlier in the week, they described an episode of a little bit of what we call aspiration. So a little bit of mouth secretions or maybe even food going down the wrong way and damaging the lungs. Then they also reported the next day episodes of requiring a procedure called a bronchoscopy, which is where they had to actually go down into his chest and suck out phlegm because he wasn't getting rid of it on his own. And so those are kind of some worrisome signs. I'm worried about the pontiff. I wish him well, but he's by no means out of the woods.
Dr. Andrew Steam, pulmonologist from Allina Health, joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Is the worry and the concern with regards to pneumonia more pronounced as we get older?
Absolutely. As you get older, your immune system in general starts to not be as strong as it was when we were younger. And the ability to cough and our strength of coughing also deteriorates. So and the important part of getting out the germs is coughing out the germs. The cough is critical. And if you're weak, coughing out the germs is just something we don't do as well as we did when we were younger and stronger.
Yeah, and let's go back for a second. You said people that have had, like, surgeries and operations, I think you might have mentioned something, they can be a little bit more susceptible to pneumonia. And why is that the case for somebody that maybe just had an operation or procedure?
So it's in some regards, you don't want to already have strike one when the pitcher puts a ball right down the middle. I mean, you don't want to have strike two. And so the Pope, when he was young, had part of his lung removed related to an episode of pleurisy. So he's already starting with some weakened lungs. And so people with emphysema, people with asthma, they're already starting with some degree of weakened lungs. And then you don't want to have the second thing that comes on top of that. So I have asthma and then I get pneumonia. I have part of my lung removed and then I have pneumonia. It's two hits as opposed to one hit.
Yeah. Doctor, you know, it says on a report that I'm looking at here right now that they have non-invasive ventilation, which is going to deliver oxygen through a mask with the help of pressure, is going to be resumed or it's being resumed. Hopefully they'll do it until Wednesday morning. That's the plan. I guess what is the next positive sign or step that we need to see for us to feel like Pope Francis is going to pull through and he'll be fine?
When someone has pneumonia, usually the first thing to get better is the patient. So I feel better. I'm coughing less, and I feel better. The second thing that gets better is their need for oxygen. And so as I get better, I start to need less oxygen or I start to need less assistance from a ventilator. And there are two forms of ventilators. There's the very significant invasive ventilator, which is where we actually put a breathing tube down people's throats,
yep,
and we breathe for them. And then there's the non-invasive ventilator, which in some regards is a little bit like a CPAP, which some of your listeners probably know about, which is like a tight-fitting mask that starts blowing air into them. So it's not in their lungs, but it's on their face and tight. And then there's the simple oxygen. You've probably been out and about and seen people with emphysema who are just wearing the little bit of oxygen under their nose and kind of blowing it in. So as they get better, you definitely don't want invasive oxygen. That's a sign of being very sick. Non-invasive oxygen is quite sick, but then just simple oxygen and improving from there are signs of moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think that we hear a lot of, and I'm so happy that you came on the show and are talking to me about it and kind of educating us and walking us through this, because a lot of times in the world we hear about terms, right? Like, unless we deal with it specifically with our, you know, doctors, then we just tend to, it's just floating out there, right? So I'm like, no, I want to get a doctor on that can talk eloquently about what the heck is going on and what is happening with Pope Francis, because I've personally never had pneumonia before, but I will say this, I got a little bit educated on pneumonia this past winter because my father actually had an operation, and one of the things that he had to deal with after that operation, like you mentioned, was pneumonia for at least, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 days, where they had to give him antibiotics around the clock for like 2 to 3 days to make sure that he was getting better.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and pneumonia, aside from childbirth, pneumonia is like the number one cause of admission to the hospital. I mean, it is a very serious illness. It's one of the top causes of deaths, even amongst children, let alone adults. And so it's very serious when we see it. And so anyone that gets it, we should be doing whatever we can to make them better and wish them well, which is what I'm doing for our Pope.
Yeah. And final question for you, Doctor, and I appreciate you coming on, it's probably way too early for us to tell, but of course there's going to be extensive research and studies that will be done, because clearly just a few years ago, we're still coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Is there any correlation with some of the things that maybe we're seeing with pneumonia right now? Any direct ties to people that have maybe had COVID in the past?
And so COVID for some people is the strike one, like alluded to earlier. It can leave lungs damaged after you've had it, even years after you've had it. So, and then you get a pneumonia on top of damaged lungs from COVID. It's a big deal. I think one of the things that COVID also taught all of us, I remember seeing a lot of patients who felt they needed antibiotics because they had a pneumonia or because they had an illness, and they thought antibiotics was the only way to get better. But COVID taught us even viral pneumonias, where we don't even have a therapy, can be very severe and very significant. And so pneumonia is a very serious illness, and we need to treat it such.
Hey, Dr. Andrew Steam, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure's all mine. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Dr. Andrew Steam, pulmonologist with Allina Health, joining us here on The Late Show.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.